Professional skepticism, then, that's the attitude that means you've got a question in mind, you're alert to conditions which might indicate possible misstatements due to fraud or error, and you have a critical assessment of audit evidence. So why is this concept important? Well, we need to do it because there's been so much criticism recently that auditors are failing in this and that we have to try and improve it within the profession. Practically, auditors need to remain alert to the risk of misstatement, regardless of how strong we think the client's controls are or the results of previous audit testing. And a good example is fraud, because no matter how strong a client's control is, fraud will always be possible. So another implication of skepticism is to consider the nature of misstatements. There's been a tendency in the past to immediately identify a misstatement as an error, i.e. something accidental. But auditors should consider misstatements a little bit more deeply. Maybe they're due to fraud, or maybe they're at least indicative of deficiencies in the accounting system that maybe could lead to frauds or errors in the future.